So there's a special schus that we have, that even though the Churban brought about that the Shechina should be nostalgic, should leave, but there's one place that the Shechina remained, that was Kais Ma'aravi. Okay, so Eino Chinami, this was, like, again, it's a special kind of a schus that we have, that before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Last time we spoke about the Aseres HaShvatim going into Golus, and what brought about them going into Golus. A little bit we spoke about what happened with them in Eretz Yisrael that drove them into Golus, and what ultimately the results of their going into Golus was. So now we're going to go back, and actually we're going to go forward 133 years. As I mentioned last time, the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim took place 133 years before the Golus of Yehuda. So we're now towards the Zman before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, approximately 15 years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And this time, there was Avodah Zarah was Nispashit in Yehuda also came about through different malachim, different kings who brought Avodah Zarah into Eretz Yisrael. We know the name of Menashe LeMashal, who is a person that was Avid Avodah Zarah, and little by little Avodah Zarah was spread throughout Eretz Yisrael. The Navi that spoke to Klal Yisrael at that time, before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, was Yirmiyahu. It was Chulda HaNeviyah, and the ikar of most of the Nevuas that we had came from Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu spoke to Klal Yisrael, and he told Klal Yisrael that a Churban is going to come, that if Bnei Yisrael are not going to do tshuva, so the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and they're going to have to go into Golus. B'derech Klal, and not only that, but Yirmiyahu at that time wrote Sefer Eicha, which is interesting because he wrote Sefer Eicha, obviously, before the Churban ever took place. So he wrote the Sefer Eicha describing what it's like, what it will be like after the Beis HaMikdash will be Chorev. And he told them that Heyois, that Klal Yisrael is going on such a derech, so the end is going to be that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed and that everybody will have to go into Golus. The derech Klal, the Yidden weren't makabel what Yirmiyahu had to say. And they weren't makabel it because of two reasons. One reason was is because there was also found Nevi'i HaSheker. And we have to understand a little bit what this means. It wasn't the way we would understand, you know, a simple liar, but these were people who somehow were able to present themselves and convince people that they were Nevi'im. Now, the people weren't foolish. They didn't just take anybody who would be able to, who would say that he was a Navi, and they would be makabel that he was a Navi. So obviously, they had some kind of a kayach. People were impressed with them. Perhaps even they were able to, the people knew what it took to become a Navi. The Rambam explains what it takes to become a Navi. And many of the so-called milas says that we would say that a Navi has to have, somehow they were able to convince people that they had these milas. And they said Nevuah. And in the Nevuah they told the people that you don't have to worry, Yirmiyahu is telling you that the Churban is going to come, a Churban is not going to come, everything is going to be alright, and that Yirmiyahu, we would say today that he's a very negative kind of a person, and you have to have a positive outlook. And the biggest raya they had that nothing is going to happen to them, which was really the way that they were able to appease Klal Yisrael, was the fact that we had the Beis HaMikdash. And everybody knew the Gvaldige Milus that there was in the Beis HaMikdash. You go into the Beis HaMikdash, you could daven before the Ribbono Shel Olam, And therefore people were convinced that through the Avodah, bringing the Karbonis and the Tfilis, and so they would always be able to be Poyel. We have the Beis HaMikdash. If we have the Beis HaMikdash, so how is it possible that somebody is going to be able to come and to destroy us? We have something more powerful than anything else in the world. So it's very interesting, because it's sort of, and more or less this is what the Navi says, that Klal Yisrael was sort of living in two different worlds. On one hand, they were people that were dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, and at the same time, they were able to, somehow they were able to fit in their minds that it's not a stira to the fact that they were Avdei Avodah Zarah. Ultimately, the Melech Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bovel, came to Eretz Yisrael, and he started taking control in Eretz Yisrael. And in three different waves, he sent out the Eden into Golus. And we're not going to go into the Pratim and the Prati-Pratim, but at three different Tkufas. He sent out, he came in once, and he sent, took Eden back into Golus, took him back into Bavel. It was at that time that he took Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, he took them to Bavel. And the second time that he drove the Eden into Golus, into Bavel, he took along with him Sarim and Hacheresh v'Hamazger. The Pasuk describes people, Hacheresh v'Hamazger. And the Gemara talks about the fact that Nebuchadnezzar brought the Hacheresh v'Hamazger into Bavel, and the Gemara describes it as a meridik chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, that the Cheresh and Amazgah went into Bavel, and this was 11 years before the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash. Gvaldige Chesed. What was the Chesed? As I mentioned, the Cheresh and Amazgah, they were the Talmidei Chachamim. They were taken to Bavel. Well, they came to Bavel. There was no Yishuv of Yidden that were living in Bavel. We also need to know that the people in Bavel, the Babylonians, they had no interest in getting the Yidden to become like them. It wasn't like the Yevonim, that we're familiar with the Yevonim, that the Yevonim tried to use their Deya, to try to push their Deya, Greek influence on Klal Yisrael. They weren't interested in that. They weren't even interested in their taxes. They were interested in conquering other countries for the sense of power, like, you know, building up a commonwealth. And you know about this, you know, there was a time that England had a huge commonwealth, and there was very little, when you talk about the Second World War, the time of the Second World War, so there was the British Commonwealth. Included in that was Canada, Australia, at times India, and the last couple of years, what did it mean? Nothing. Didn't mean anything. But it was the British Commonwealth. You know, it was Samaila, British Commonwealth. The Canadians did what they wanted. Canada's a whole lot bigger than England was. But it was part of the prestige of England, and that England had a huge commonwealth. And then ultimately, little by little, of course, they pulled away from it. But this is what the Babylonians were interested in. They were interested in the glory and the prestige of being able to conquer different lands, telling people where they can come and where they can go. And so when the Eden came into Bavel, so they were able to live like Eden. There was nobody that stopped them, at least not directly, didn't stop them from living their lives as Eden. They were able to live as Eden. So when the Cheresh and the Amazgah, and also Bavel was a wealthy country, and therefore the matzav, the gashmiistik matzav, was very good, which is a maila, of course, and a chasaran. The maila was, when they came there, they were able to live peacefully, and they had what they needed in order to be able to exist. And of course there was the chasaran, that it was a draw for them to join the Babylonian society, which we'll talk about more later. But as far as living there in a gashmiistik oifen, so it was very peaceful. And the ones who came there originally, again, were the Talmidei Chachamim that arrived. and they arrived 11 years before everybody else. So what did they do when they got there? So of course they set up yeshivas, they set up shuls, they set up everything that Yidden would want, would need and would want to have. Now why is this a meridik chesed? Because when the Yidden came into Babel years later, after the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, so when you come into a strange country, so the first place you go is, you look for your landslide. Yeah, you look for people from the country that you came from. They should take care of you. So the landslide that they found in Babel were the Yidden that were there from before, who had set up yeshivas and bat midrashim and everything that a Yid needs, and that's where they went into. That's where they fitted into. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing in the HaCheresh HaMazger before everybody else, and therefore they laid the yesodis of the Jewish community in Babel with such a meridik chesed that it helped us for the next 1,000 years. Because we're going to learn that for the next 1,000 years, perhaps the biggest center of Torah, and sometimes it included Eretz Yisrael, but on a consistent basis, the biggest center of Torah was in Babel, right? Believe it or not, what we call today Iraq, that was the biggest center of Torah. There you have where in the time of the Tannaim, there were Tannaim that lived there. And again, we'll talk about this more, but the Gemara talks about the Gewaldige Meile of Hillel. Hillel was Olam Mibavel into Eretz Yisrael and saved the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael when there was a Gefer L'chamatzav. Now, Hillel came into Eretz Yisrael. He came a Fartige Talmud Chochem, right? The greatest of the generation. He didn't come out of a vacuum. He came from a place where there were huge yeshivas, very successful yeshivas, with Nifladika Tamidei Chachamim, and from time to time, we're going to see, there were people who came up from Babel, and they came into Eretz Yisrael, and literally saved the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. But it was all because there was such a strong Yishuv in Babel, and as a rule, the Yishuv, and rules have their exceptions, but as a rule, the people in Babel didn't bother the Eden. They allowed them to go about doing what they needed to do. We were able to learn. We were able to exist. We lived together with them in peace. So our existence in Babel was a very peaceful existence, b'derech klal, in Gashmias. And therefore, and also, we were able to thrive in Ruchnias, but all because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us this chesed, that the yesaidus of the Yishuv in Babel were placed down by the Cheresh and the Mazger, were placed down by the Talmidei Chacham. If I'd want to give you a simple example, which I guess you're not too familiar with, but if you ask around, you find out there were Yidden that came to America at the end of the 1800s. Beika, they came from Germany. And they came to America. They were very successful. They became very wealthy. And they set up charitable organizations in America. In the beginning of the 1900s, there were Russian Yidden that came to America. They were very poor, and they weren't as educated as the Germans. Now, the Germans that came, Beika, what we would call Reform Jews. The Russian Yidden that came, many of them were from a Yidden. Now, they came to America. They were Jews, together the same as the Germans that were here before. These German Yidden that had already set up charitable organizations, they were a little bit embarrassed with these Russian Yidden because they weren't educated and because they were peasants. So, but they knew that as Jews they have to take care of them. So they took care of them. They sent them out across America. They sent them into towns where there was no Yiddishkeit. They had no interest whatsoever setting up yeshivas, even though these people, many of them, would have wanted to have yeshivas and shuls. But the ones that took care of them were not from a Yidden. So in the process of taking care of them, they didn't take care of their ruchnisdik needs. If anything, they saw to it that Nebuchadnezzar shouldn't have any ruchnisdik needs. And that's a lot what happened to Yiddishkeit in America to a very, very large degree, leading up to the Second World War, or at least in that period of time. So the ones who get there first, they have a tremendous effect of how that Golus is going to look. And once again, that's the chesed of the Cheresh Ramazgir. As we mentioned all along, Yirmiyahu was giving them Musar and was telling them that that ultimately the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev unless they are going to change. And the Nevi Abal, the Nevi Asheker, were always saying that Yirmiyahu is a very negative person. He doesn't want you to succeed, and therefore, b'derech klal, the people didn't listen to Yirmiyahu's nevuah. Asara b'tevis, that was the time when they surrounded Yerushalayim, and for 18 months they were around Yerushalayim until Yuzayim b'tamiz. So that's when they broke through the walls of the city. When they came to the Makom HaMikdash, so they weren't able to break down the door of the Makom HaMikdash. So they went through the city, and in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, they put down an Avodah Zarah. But they realized that putting down an Avodah Zarah in the Makom HaMikdash, that's not going to do the trick. Because they themselves realized that as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash that was standing in Yerushalayim, the people still felt by themselves that they had a drive and they had a will to do battle against the Bavloim, because they felt that as long as they have the Beis HaMikdash is going to help them. So therefore, the Babylonians realized that they have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash in order to destroy the pride of the Eden and to get the Eden to surrender. And therefore, they ultimately went and they burnt down the Beis HaMikdash. Burning down the Beis HaMikdash, they realized that that is going to take away all hope from the Eden in themselves thinking that they're going to be able to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Now there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that when they came to burn down the city, as they were placing a fire to the Beis HaMikdash, there was an Esh that came down from a Shamayim, and a Baskel came and said, "You think that you're burning down the Beis HaMikdash? The emes is that the Beis HaMikdash is already destroyed. You're not the ones that are destroying it with your fire, but there's a fire in HaShemayim that has gotten there before that has already destroyed the Beis HaMikdash." Now, this is the lesson, this is the limud that we're having from Chazal. What Chazal are telling us is that Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas everything, what we have, the glick of what we have, is based on the fact of who we are. If we are people that are Mekayim Tairu Mitzvahs, if we do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there's a glick to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is Kaidish, the Beis HaMikdash is going to protect us, we could be davening in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Mokum of Ashrayus HaShchina, and we could bring Karbonis. But all of this, the Kayach that the Beis HaMikdash has, is a Kayach that comes from us and through us. The reason that the Goyim are able to burn down the Beis HaMikdash, how could you destroy the Beis HaMikdash? It's taka good kasha. The Beis HaMikdash is a makom that's kodesh. There's Ashrayis HaShchina. How taka can a Goy, if it's an Oro, walk into the Beis HaMikdash and destroy the Beis HaMikdash? So the answer is the Beis HaMikdash was a facade. The Beis HaMikdash is not the stones of the wall. That's not what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. That's the chitzainius of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Kedusha that's found within the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Yisayit of the Beis HaMikdash. And that Kedusha that's found within the Beis HaMikdash, that comes from Klal Yisrael. So as Klal Yisrael, Achman Lassam was Eivir Avodah Zarah, when there are Averis, little by little the Kedusha left the Yerushalayim, left the Makom HaMikdash, and you're left with a facade. You're left with wood and stones. No, wood and stones you could burn down. A Beis HaMikdash you can't burn down, but wood and stones you're able to burn down. And this is the lesson. So it's something that we have to remember in our days also. We always have this hergish that perhaps there is a way of being mekayim the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without being mesaken ourselves, without ourselves doing what's right. The Ikra Avodah, of course, for a person is the Ikra Avodah Hashem is what a person does himself, his Torah and his mitzvahs. That's what brings Kedusha onto the world. The Gemara says, Amo of the Haaretz. The Gemara asks the question, how come the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? And the Gemara says, Al Shlabirchu B'Torah Tchila. So, and of course the Rishonim asks the Kasha, I'm sure everybody knows, that the Gemara says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. And then all of a sudden the Gemara asks the Kasha, Amo of the Haaretz. How come the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? We know the answer. The answer is because of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. And the answer is that, and the answer could be given in different ways. The answer is that if there would have been Limud HaTorah in the proper way, if we would have learned Torah Lishma, if we would have realized the Chashivas of Torah, so Torah would have protected us. Torah would have protected us from being over the Averis of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. Torah would have protected Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should not have fallen to such a low madrega that we should chlila be over these averes. Torah, learning Torah in the proper way, would have kept us on a higher madrega. I guess it's almost like we would look at it that if a person walks into a place where he sees that there are different chayas, and these chayas are being Isaac, behemoths and chayas, and they're doing things, they're destroying, they're tearing apart a different animal, chayas tarfus, they're destroying a different animal to eat it up. But it has nothing to do with us. Of course, you're not going to say that this is going to influence us, that we're now going to chalila become the Isaac and Ritzicha because you see an animal doing such a thing. So the question is, And the reason is because an animal is an animal. What does an animal have to do with Bnei Adam? Bnei Adam live on a whole different plane. So the same issue is Vinegeya to us. How could Bnei Yisrael come to the Avera by the Zorgiel or Shvichas Dam? We're above this. We don't have Shaychus to such a thing. And the answer is that because we weren't Isaac B'Torah in their proper way, so Torah Lishma, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, he didn't learn Torah Lishma, we weren't makir the chashivas of Torah, so therefore we fell from our high position, and we did have shaychus to such a thing. We put ourselves into such a position where we had shaychus to such averus, and Mela the Gemara says, therefore, Almau of the Haaretz, if you want to know how it was that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, how did we fall to such a low madrega that we can come to the averus of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim? It's because it was missing in Limud HaTorah. The same way, there are other mafarshim that say that if there would have been the mile of Limud HaTorah, so then we al yidei Limud HaTorah we would have been able to be chayzer b'tshuva, barasi yetzahara, barasi taira tavlin. So even though we fell into these averis, we would have had the mile of Limud HaTorah, so the mile of Limud HaTorah would have pulled us out of this. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How come we weren't able to pull ourselves out of this? We weren't able to bring ourselves to do tshuva. So the answer is because Torah Taka could bring a person to tshuva, Barasi Yetzor, Barasi Torah Tavlin, but we didn't have the mile of Torah. And included in this is the pshat that said by the Chosid Yavitz, that if we would have had the Maila of Torah, so then there would have been, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have held his Charein Af, Rachman Olson, even longer. He would have held us even longer. Because when Klal Yisrael has the Maila of Limud HaTorah, so that has a Chavivus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that Chavivus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash at that time. The Gemara also tells us we have a kapitel in Tillim, kapitel Ayin Tes. We all know the kapitel Mizmor LaAsaf. Elikim bo gom benachlasecho. This is the capital of Tilim that describes the churban of the first Beis Hamikdash, how the goyim came in to the Beis Hamikdash and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara is Sakasha. Mizmar la'asaf. Mizmar is a lashon of a song. Mizmar la'asaf. It's a song. What kind of a song is this? Describing, going on to describe the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. This is not a song. And the Gemara says that Ribbono Shel did for us a gavaldige teiva, and the teiva was that instead of the ones who should have been punished was us, Achman Litzlan. But instead of punishing us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Mashallah Mahadav Adayma to the Melech who gave his son as a present. He gave him a castle, a beautiful castle, as a gift. And then when the son was married against the Melech, and the Melech wanted to punish him, so he punished him by taking away the beautiful castle. If the son would not have had the beautiful castle, then the Melech would have had to have punished the son by directly punishing the son. So there was a chesed involved in this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his Haroinaf. He was able to be Mekayim, the Haroinaf, Rachman son, against Klal Yisrael, by destroying the Beis HaMikdash, and Memela not taking it out directly on Klal Yisrael. And we understand that what all this means is that now we have a Hechatimtza of making up for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash by going into Golus. And in Golus, we'll be able to somehow correct what all that we did, the averis that we did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Just, we should know that the Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years, and the Churban was brought about after the 410 years. Now, we learned that Yirmiyahu came back to Yerushalayim. He was outside of Yerushalayim at the time of the Churban, and when he came down, he came back to Yerushalayim, so he saw the fire coming out of the Beis HaMikdash. He saw Bnei Yisrael, that they were under the chains, and he ran over to the chains that they were tied to, and he put the chains over himself. And he says that he wants to be like everybody else. The Yidden were chained in order to be dragged into Bavel, and he started crying, and he said, if everybody's going to Bavel, I also want to go. So he took the chains and he put them on himself, that he wants to go along with everybody else. The people that saw him, they were embarrassed from Yirmiyahu, because Yirmiyahu was told them all along that this is what's going to happen. But Yirmiyahu used every opportunity in order to be able to be mechazik the Yidden, that they shouldn't be tzebrochen, they shouldn't be broken, they should realize the chesed of going to Golus, that it in Golus, the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us a chatimsa to be able to correct everything and to get the Beis HaMikdash back, and that's the chesed of going into Golus. Now, we should remember, when we on our way into Bavel, so it says that the people, they were starving, they were thirsty, they went past the place where the Yishmaelim were, and they begged the Yishmaelim, right? The Yishmaelim, they're our friends, the Arabs. They said to them, you're our cousins. Give us some bread and some water. So they said, sure. And they gave him salty fish, and they gave him water pitchers, but the water pitchers were full of air, compressed air. So when they ate the fish and they got very thirsty, they took the compressed air and they drank from it, and there was no water in there, and they died. The water that went into them died. And this is the personality, so to say, of the Yishmaelim. We'll call them sneaky. Taking advantage of people that are down. All along in history, this is how the Yishmaelim, and this was the lesson. You think you could be Seimech on Yishmael, because Yishmael is Vinishvi, he's also from Avram Avinu, so you have to know that the Yishmael Taka, from time to time, he's going to present himself as being, your relative, and try to be nice, but you have to understand that in the Teich, the end is, he's going to find a way, in his crafty way, in order to be able to do you harm. They came to Nares Bavel. and by Nares Bavel, it's probably the Euphrates, to the Pras, to the Nor Pras. The Gemara says they drank from the Nor Pras, and they died from it because the water wasn't drinkable. They weren't able to, it was poisonous. And many of them died from drinking from the Nahar Pras. That's when we came to Nahar Pras. There we have this other capital in Tilum, Al Nares Bavel. When we say, some people say it every day before Birchus Hamazon, and that's where Klal Yisrael says, "Imeshkechech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini," which is from the unbelievable miles of Klal Yisrael, so to say, that after so many years of Golus, but we still feel this kesher to Eretz Yisrael. And I'm sure everybody has had the same feeling. Those of you who have been to Eretz Yisrael, you walk into Eretz Yisrael and there is a sense that you have, that you're home. You've come to where you belong. You could be living in Los Angeles for all of your lives. And I guess I've been living here even more than you. It was not my whole life, but living here for so many years. But you feel like you don't belong. You feel like you're in Golus. You go into Eretz Yisrael and you come to a country that you come there and it's ingrained within every Yid that this kesher that we have to Eretz Yisrael. We all know the Chazal that on the way out of Eretz Yisrael we pass by Kever Rochel. Pass by Kever Rochel and we stop there to daven by Kever Rochel. And these are the psukim that you have in Yirmiyah, that Rachel mevaka al boneho, Rachel came and cried before the Rebbeinu Shalom, have rachmanis on my children, they're going into Golus. And these are the psukim in Yirmiyah. Koyamar Hashem ko barama nishma, nehi bechi tamrurim Rachel mevaka al boneho. Me'an ol inochim al boneho ki einenu. So Rachel is the one that's mevaka al boneho. Agav, I just want to point out, we talk about Rachel Mavaka al Boneho, and we're talking about Golus Yehuda. Yehuda wasn't the child of Rachel. Rachel was Ephraim and Menashe and Yosef. So, and that should have been Aseres HaShvatim, and not Yehuda. So, Vaisachos, that Rachel, when we talk about Rachel Imenu, Rachel is not just the aim of Yehuda. Of Ephraim and Menashe, Rachel is the aim from Gantz Klal Yisrael. Rachel Mevaka al Banero refers to Gantz Klal Yisrael. Rachel Imenu, everybody in Klal Yisrael has this right to be able to go to Kever Rachel and to go before Rachel and call Rachel, consider Rachel, Rachel Imenu, because Rachel became the Akeres Habayis. She is the Iker when it comes to all of Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk tells us that Rachel was Mavaka al Boner. And the Shechina says her, Koyamar Hashem, Mini Koylech mi Bechi, Ve'inayich mi Dima. And we know Chazal, the Chazal says that Yirmiyahu went before Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, everybody should try to help out Klal Yisrael that was going to go. Nobody can help us. Nobody had what to say before the Ribbono Shel Olam, somehow that Ribbono Shel Olam should take away the Gezeira. The only one that had something to say was Rachel Imenu. And this is the Chazal that the Mefarshim bring down, that Rachel said that I had Rachmanis on Leah, I had Rachmanis on my sister, that I was Meiser to her, the Simonim. So I have Rachmanis on my children, the way the Lashon of the Chazal is, that I was machnes atzor l'teich beisi. And I bazoi Klai Yisrael did the chet, that they were machnes your tzora, so to say, in their house, brought the Avodah Zorah into the house. M'chayol lehem, I brought my tzora into my house, so they brought your tzora, Ribbono Shel Olam, into your house. M'chayol lehem, just like I was meichel, I did good for Leah, so be meichel them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells over to Rachel, you should know that you're going to get schar for your ma'isa. Ki yei socha lepulosech nu ma'ashem v'shovu me'eretz ayev. This is the nevuah, and this is the avtocha that we live with, that the day is going to come, avad and avad, that we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. At the same time, I just would like to tell you over that there's another pshat in this pasuk, perhaps not as well known. The pshat that the Radak brings down, and the Mitzudas also brings down the same pshat. And the pshat, and it's a very important pshat, and this is a pshat that we're going to discuss over and over again. When it says in the pasuk, "Yesh socha lepula seich," so the pula seich is not referring to Rachel Imenu's pula, but it refers to the pulas of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to return to build the Beis HaMikdash ultimately as a reward for our pulas. Now, what pulas are we? Are we talking about Klal Yisrael's, not Rachel's pulas, but Klal Yisrael's pulas? Ratzalayim ala pulas banecho. She'im kushi golas bavel lekachashu ba'ashem va'osu mitzvaysav u'begemul ze yashuvu mi'eretz ayiv. That the pulas were referring to the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael is going to be mekayim even while they're in Bavel. Even though it's going to be difficult to be mekayim the mitzvahs in Bavel, but they're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs, and it's v'schar these mitzvahs that they're going to be mekayim that will be zeichet to go back into Eretz Yisrael. The same lashon we have in the Radak, Pulais banecho shiglu hagolus kama shonim v'lo shakhu es shemi v'lo yavru es berisi. So this is the pulas that we're talking about, and this is the shvach that we now have for Klal Yisrael. In Golus, we're being Mekayim, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that in Golus we're going to be Mekayim, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what's going to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash says that Yirmiyah was on his way to go to Bavel together with the Eden. The Ribbono Shel Olam told Yirmiyah, if one of us has to go with the Eden to Bavel, and one of us has to stay in Eretz Yisrael together with the Eden that were left over, choose which one you want. Yirmiyah understood that Klal Yisrael needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Golus, and so he decided to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shechina went along with Klal Yisrael to Bavel. This is what we have, the Lashon of Shechinta Begelusa, that the Shechina went along with Klal Yisrael into Bavel, and it was because of that decision that Yirmiyah made, that the Shechina should go along with the Eden into Bavel, that helped the Eden, that they should be able to succeed in Bavel, that ultimately they should be Zeichet to be able to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, want to continue with any questions till here? Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about what it was like for the Eden to be in Bavel. As I mentioned, that 18 years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, so Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they were very young at that time, they came into Bavel. It's interesting because the Eden that were living in Bavel, they thought that even then it was difficult to convince them that being in Bavel, that they just can't go back to Eretz Yisrael. They always had this feeling that, well, this is very, very temporary. We're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Very, very soon we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And that was part of what Yirmiyahu had to tell them. He told them, you're going to Bavel, settle into Bavel. You got to know that's where you're going to be. You buy houses, buy krumim, and you're going to have to learn how to survive and how to exist in a proper way, even living in Bavel. Coming into Bavel, as I mentioned, Bavel was a wealthy country and a very civilized country. And the fact that the Eden came into the country, they welcomed them because they knew, they realized that the Eden had much to offer as far as developing their country was concerned. So they welcomed them there. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they became the Yoyatzim to the Melech. And they were very influential in Bavel. And as I mentioned, that's why when the Eden came afterwards, so they found a successful Torah digger community there because these people were very, the Chacham were very, they were very choshev in a place like Bavel, because of the fact that the Babylonians welcomed them. In Bavel itself, there were two Nevi'im that were Nisnava in Bavel. One was Yecheskel, and the other one is Baruch Ben-Neri, who was the Rebbe of Ezra HaSeifer, which we'll talk about more about later. In Daniel, while he was in Bavel, made many different takonis that we have till today. Amongst his takonis is Pasakum, Yayinakum, Bishulakum, and all of these takonis were made in order that we shouldn't mix with the Goyim. Because, interesting enough, if you want to make friends with somebody, so a very good way of doing it is to sit down and eat a meal together with them. That's why people like to invite guests over to their house. You want to be friendly, you invite them over for a meal. It's a very good method. And that's the reason why they didn't want us to use that method when it came to the Goyim. So the acid, the Yayin and the Pas and Bishalakum, for this gufa that we shouldn't mish with the Goyim. Daniel, we learned Daniel was Mespalel three times a day, and he was Mespalel facing Eretz Yisrael. So you can imagine that that also was a meridik chizik, facing Eretz Yisrael. The fact that Yidden even till today face Eretz Yisrael shows that that's where our heart is. Our heart is still in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the Maisa happened. We know the story with Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. They didn't want to bow down to the Avodah Zarah of Nebuchadnezzar. So, because they didn't want to bow down to the Avodah Zarah of Nebuchadnezzar, they were thrown into a Kibshon Ha'esh, and we're all familiar with this, that they were saved, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah were saved from the Kibshon Ha'esh. Now, there's one other thing that that I want to mention, that when the Yidden were in Bavel, there was an attitude that was developed by some of the Yidden that were in Bavel, and this is an attitude that was expressed many times in the future. And that's the reason why I think it's important that we bring it up. The attitude was, we went to Bavel. The Ribono Shel Olam was Machriv the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is Chorev. We were taken into Golus. Today we're in Golus. So it could be interpreted by people as saying that we are not anymore what we would call the chosen people. Right? We're not anymore the Am HaNivchar. And the raya that we're not anymore the Am HaNivchar is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and he sent us into Golus. So if he sent us into Golus, we're not special. What's special about Eden? What's special about Eden is that we have Yerushalayim, we have the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ribono Shel Olam, by sending us into Golus, is telling us that we're not special, and we're like all of the Goyim. Now, if that's what Ribono Shel Olam is telling us, so now that we are found in Golus amongst the Goyim, so we should become like the Goyim. And somebody wants to say, he wants to resign from Kalal Yisrael. This would be a question that we're going to ask now. Can one resign from Kalal Yisrael? Especially if people have the feeling that they're not resigning from Kalal Yisrael, but they're being fired, right? The Balabos is firing them. And to prove to us that he's firing them is because he sent them into goats. So, that goof is the chasimin that we are being fired. And, well, if sometimes you get this, this type of an attitude, before you fire me, I'm going to quit, right? So we have this question over here. Can you quit, or are we being fired? Now, this was part of the nevuah of Yecheskel. Yecheskel, and we're just going to say over the psukim. And this is in the psukim in Yecheskel, Perek Chof, Pasuk Lamed Beis. V'ho'ila ruchachem, ho'yeleisiyah, what you're thinking is not going to be. Asher atem oimrim niya kagoyim kimishbechois ha'arotzois l'shoreis eitz ve'evin. You're thinking to yourself that you want to be like the goyim, because, again, Yecheskel was in the Snabba, said his nevuah in Bavel. He's going to say, you think, okay, you're in bubble, you're amongst the goyim. I accept it. I'm going to be like the goyim. That's what you're going to think. And you're going to think to yourself, it's with the haskama, rachmalasan, of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Rebbeinu Shalom says, Chai oni numa Hashem aleikim. Im loy biyod chazoka bezraya netuya bechema shfucha emloich aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to know that Rebbeinu Shalom makes a shvua, that mitkoyach, with tremendous strength, ubechema shfuchem, with tremendous anger, emloich aleichem, I am going to be your king. You can't. There is no way that you could resign. There is no resigning. Vahitzeisi eschem min ha'amim. And I'm ultimately going to take you out of these people. Vikibatzti eschem min ha'arotzeis eshen nefutzeisem bam. B'yod chazoka b'zreya netuyo b'cheima shfucha. So if a person is going to think to himself, it's as good as I naid, yeah, but it's okay. So Machmolosani is Amoichel, yeah, Chulish. You know what I mean? Leave me alone. You sent me into Babel, so leave me alone, and I'm going to become like the Babylonians, and whatever is destined to be for Klal Yisrael. So I won't be part of this. Yeah, so just leave me be. So the Rebbeinu Shem tells us in this Nevuah that he says over, that Yecheskel says over. Is that there is no such thing. There's no such thing. You can't quit. You can't leave. The Rebbeinu Shalom, with all of his kayach, is going to schlep us out of Golus, and he's going to see to it that whether we like it or not at this point, anyway, he's going to forcibly make us become better and make it so that we should come back to Eretz Yisrael. It's almost like Rebbeinu Shalom is saying that he invested into Klal Yisrael such gewaldige levels of Mesiras Nefesh. He doesn't want us to use this Mesiras Nefesh, this quality of Mesiras Nefesh, to be the best Babylonian. You know, we're going to be outstanding Babylonians because we are people that are willing to be Mesiras Nefesh. That's not... Rebbeinu Shem wants us to use the mile of Mesiras Nefesh als Yidin. We have tremendous Mayidin, have tremendous miles of idealism. We're very idealistic people. And that's the reason why you have many different Jewish people that have come onto the world and have created all kinds of theories and have led all kinds of revolutions and have all kinds of things, because we're very idealistic people. And with our idealism, we're willing to be Maisa Nefesh, to see to it that our idealism should be durchgeführt, our idealism should come to a tachlis. But that's not what the Rebbeinu Shalom put in us idealism for, that we should be Maisa Nefesh with our idealism for, you know, to become the best of the goyim and to use it as the goyim would use it. We're made to be very stubborn people. We're an Amkishe Erev. Yeah, but to use our milas of Amkishe Erev to be better Yidin, we have a tremendous intellect. We have tremendous energy to accomplish. We want to make a difference in the world. If you look about, some of the biggest troublemakers in the world, you know, Als Yidin, you know what I mean? Because we have it within ourselves that we want to accomplish. We want to make a difference. We want to make things better, and we're willing to sacrifice in order for that all to happen. Well, that's wonderful. These are all wonderful milas that every one of the Yidin has. But Rebbeinu Shem is telling us that those milas have to be channeled into becoming better Yidin and to becoming better Avdei Hashem, the Mesiras Nefesh, to be in Avdei Hashem for Kiyum Mitzvahs, for Limud HaTorah, for Binyan HaTorah, for everything that is necessary for Yidin to be successful in the world. That's what we have to use it for. And if Chalila v'Chalila, we're going to use these milas not for that, we're going to use it for something else, Rachmanu Litzlan. So Rebbeinu Shalom says that he's going to put a stop to it. He's not going to let us do it. It was Yecheskel also has the Nevuah b'negeya to that Tzomas HaYeveshus. These are the bones of Ephraim. And again, here is again the same lesson. Ephraim, who left Mitzrayim early, they were Doiches HaKeitz. They didn't have the patience, so to say, to see through, to wait through Golas Mitzrayim. So Yecheskel goes through this Nevuah. And this is the same message we had before from Yirmiyahu, we have to succeed in Bavel. You have to understand, we're in Bavel, we're in Golus. For whatever the reason, we're now in Golus. And now that we're in Golus, we must be Matzliach in Golus. You can't cry, we have to cry, but you can't just say, well, it's all over, because we're not anymore in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore not try to succeed, not try to do. No, we are where we are, and we have to succeed where we are. And the way to success is not to push your way back to Eretz Yisrael, because you're not going to make it. You can't be Deiches HaKeitz, like the Bnei Ephraim wanted to do. Be where you are, be Matzliach, serve the Yibayin Hashem by Kiyum Mitzvahs. That's the way that we are going to ultimately be Zeicher, to be able to get back into Eretz Yisrael. The Savlonis. We need Savlonis. We need patience in Bavel to be Eivdei Hashem in Bavel. So, Yitz Hashem, next time we're going to go a little bit further with what life was like in Bavel. Talk a little bit, just for a minute or two, about the Maisa of Purim. And then we'll start talking about how the Eden started to return to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and the different waves of people going back to Eretz Yisrael. And also we're going to try to explain why Taka Ruba, the Ruba of Klai Yisrael, did not go back to Eretz Yisrael and decided to remain in Chutz La'aretz.